Chapter 17, Unmasking Personality Disorders. The terms sociopath and psychopath are often used interchangeably, in part because of a lack of consensus within the psychiatric community regarding both their origins and their signs and symptoms. What is clear is that the psychopath's autonomic nervous system, which houses the sympathetic nervous system and the fight-flight-freeze response, is wired differently. By contrast, the sociopath, though their condition may have a genetic component, is considered a product of conditioning. Sociopaths were not born that way. They became who they are. Both terms are clinically classified as an antisocial personality disorder, and for a variety of reasons, we will use sociopath to indicate both types. The sociopath is not psychotic. They know right from wrong, but couldn't care less. What is right is always what is in their own best interest, and they believe their actions are completely justified. Sociopaths, therefore, feel zero remorse, no matter who is hurt or harmed. They see reality through the lens of their omnipotent ego. People are objects, things. There is nothing outside of themselves. Everyone and everything else is irrelevant. Sociopaths move without anxiety because they live without fear of disconnection. They seek domination and control not as a means to connect, but as an end unto itself. For many people, the first step to spotting a sociopath is the most difficult: to accept that people without a conscience exist. It is unsettling to believe that such people walk among us, but it is dangerous to ignore it. Illuminating hidden signs. Not all sociopaths are disciplined. Some lack impulse control and suffer from a range of addictive and self-destructive behaviors and habits. The ones who are able to delay gratification and play the long game are the most dangerous because they are meticulous and polished. The sophisticated sociopath often makes an exceptionally good first impression and comes across as warm, empathetic, even altruistic. In The Mask of Sanity, Dr. Hervey Cleckley writes that outwardly a sociopath shows nothing that is brittle or strange, and everything about him is likely to suggest desirable and superior human qualities, a robust mental health. The diagnostic features of the sociopath, such as superficial charm, lack of remorse or shame, pathological lying, manipulative behavior, and promiscuous behavior, are well known. They are also well hidden, often until it is too late. Sociopaths' personalities are carefully crafted to engage and enchant in order to bond and manipulate. Because they are incapable of genuine connection, they become a master at developing interpersonal skills, to don whatever mask they need and play whatever game is required in the moment, to delight and charm an audience of many or of one. The extreme oversell. Such people do not feel guilt or shame. Although they don't relish the consequences of getting caught, losing control, or being exposed, they tend to either believe everything they say or feel perfectly justified in saying it, even if it is a lie. Therefore, it isn't possible to detect physiological responses of deception in a sociopath, even with a polygraph test. Their fight-flight-freeze response is offline. They will not show an increase in blood pressure, pulse rate, or galvanic skin response. Think sweaty palms, if they do not feel nervous. But there are areas where the sociopath gets tripped up, time and again. A sociopath often does a shockingly awful job of managing the impression they create because they have no real sense of self. They're already wearing a mask every day, so it's as if they're wearing a mask over a mask. When they lie, for instance, they end up sounding like a caricature of an honest person rather than a genuinely honest person. Remember that you shouldn't have to sell the truth. A sociopath will sound like a broken record and will use oversell phrases ad nauseam, as well as trite expressions and age-old cliches as the centerpiece of their argument or account. See Chapter 7 for more. Because the person is practiced at putting on a show, at presenting an image, they are playing the part of a sincere person to a T. But predictably, they also overshoot their mark. Take eye contact, for example. They routinely make extreme, uncomfortable eye contact because we all know that people who lie look away, and they're going to show you just how truthful they are. Therefore, their gaze often extends well beyond the comfort zone, until the point where you feel like squirming. This person's gaze is often intensely penetrating, lasting much longer than that of an emotionally healthy person who is honestly expressing themselves. Another giveaway is the display of faux vulnerability. They may put their great humility on display by making themselves seem meek and unassuming. The unskilled observer may believe that this is the sociopath unmasked. It is yet another mask. Genuine humility is a powerful tool to connection, and here's why. A person strides into the room, head held high, faint smile, shoulders back, breezing with confidence. A turn on? Not so much. Whether it's a fleeting interaction or a long-term relationship, if someone is self-absorbed, they do not build connection with anyone else. This is why we are repelled by arrogant people and attracted to those who are humble. The time-honored centerpiece of charisma enhancement advice is to try to appear as confident as you can, to look impressive. But that conventional wisdom is incorrect. Confidence without humility equals arrogance and is a huge turnoff. Nobody likes people who are full of themselves, and the sociopath knows this all too well. Human beings are innately attracted to humility, which is the mark of actual self-esteem. Higher self-esteem leads to a smaller ego, leads to humility, leads to connection. Lower self-esteem leads to increased ego, leads to arrogance, and leads to disconnection. Illuminating one's own fallibility shows authenticity and trust, two traits that provide for an accelerated connection. Again, the tip-off is that the sociopath goes overboard. They cannot calibrate their impression management. They're like an actor who works hard to figure out how to represent a charming and interested character. They may stand meekly, let drop a few selected insecurities, or display over-the-top interest in, deference to, or reverence for you. As intoxicating as this may be for our ego, you'll recall from Chapter 9 how easily flattery corrupts our judgment. The polished sociopath will regale others with his love for all things human, just causes and moral pursuits. His sterling character is on full display. His fatal flaw, again, is that he oversells and under-delivers. And when he thinks no one is watching, he never delivers. If you pay attention, you will note strong incongruencies between what he says and what he does. The previous indications may prove helpful, but they are hardly definitive. It would be incorrect to say that emotionally healthy and honest people will never make extreme eye contact or try their hardest to convince you of something that they genuinely believe. And certainly the signs of humility and its counterfeit are easy to conflate and confuse. A peek behind the mask. Sociopaths shy away from situations or topics that may trigger uncontrollable feelings, particularly fear. In conversation, topics of childhood difficulties, or unrequited love will be absent. Should the subject unexpectedly hit an emotional vein, they might express incongruent emotions. For example, giggle wildly when talking about being hungry and homeless as a child, a function of a last-ditch ego defense mechanism. We draw a contrast with one who may use humor as a defense mechanism and one who, with perspective, will offer a wry observation. As Mark Twain once quipped, "Comedy is tragedy plus time." Because of their need to feel omnipotent, which contrasts with the inherent nature of dependence, a sociopath will rarely speak about their emotional or social needs. They will, however, talk freely about a desire for money, power, and control, as well as biological necessities such as food and clothing. In their element and in control, the sociopath wears a facade that is inscrutable and impenetrable. Their actions and interactions reveal nothing of their real self. But knock them off balance, and instead of a measured response, you might just get a genuine reaction, a glimpse into what lies behind the mask. We observe then how they navigate the waters of vulnerability in situations where they have lost control. Up against the wall. The sociopath, or someone with another personality disorder with sociopathic features, knows how to push the right psychological buttons to gain control in a relationship. Once they have achieved a degree of compliance, they will seek to undermine their target's emotional stability. This is why they love to be unpredictable. Most personality disorders have this in common. Sometimes their behavior, such as running hot and cold, is due to the particular disorder. Other times, it is purely tactical. The more off balance you are, the more in control they become. Their intent is to undermine your safety and security, both within yourself and in your relationship with them. They want you to feel unsure and insecure. They know that the less assured you are, the more willing you are to put up with them in general, or to comply with their immediate requests. This is because our need for connection remains. The more fearful we are of losing that connection, the more power they hold over us. The keys to you feeling accepted, safe, and secure are in their pocket. Their posture may become aggressive. Alternatively, they may scream without saying a word by shutting down. They inflict pain. You'll fear their disconnection as they attack your insecurities with radio silence. While seemingly paradoxical, giving in provides us with a feeling of control. When we allow ourselves to be controlled, the situation and the other person's behavior follow a familiar trajectory that ensures a predictable outcome. The thought, "What will happen next?" is too overwhelming. The ego must take the path of least resistance to avert the greatest disaster, the unknown. All-out war. A sociopath's worst tendencies quickly surface when they feel that they are losing control over you. When they find that you are not obedient, they will move predictably into full-out attack mode. Say goodbye to the veneer of civility. They'll hurl every accusation at you and about you to anyone who will listen, friends, neighbors, coworkers. They'll use their gift of gab to weave fanciful tales about you and your wrongs. They will lie. They'll fabricate stories to destroy your reputation. They'll win the court of public opinion, turn people against you, and attack you by proxy. They are all too eager to take you to court because to them, the name of the game is power. The more they can keep you on edge, the more control they feel. In court, they file endless motions and make baseless claims to sap your strength. They are energized by conflict. Mediation or arbitration is always a waste of time because they have no interest in being even remotely reasonable. They won't give ground. Any indication that they are doing so is likely a tactic to buy more time and to drain you emotionally, physically, and financially. Regardless of one's personality or accompanying disorder, our emotional well-being is inextricably linked with the quality of the relationships we have. Research confirms what we know to be true. The ability to form and maintain good relationships is central to our mental health. In the domain of relationships, a person, even a sociopath, can't help but give themselves away. Best of all, you're about to see that there's much to watch out for, well before it's too late.